if anybody's been staying on top of what the Art of Resistance Tour have been doing on their way up to the closed Pine Gap Convergence, there's been a lot of direct actions at Roxby Downs, on Arabana Country, heading up there to protest against the US imperialist spy nightmare that is Pine Gap. And yeah, we'll let Basewomit and Des take it from here.
So, where are we and who are you and what are we doing?
I'm here at Mpathwe, Alice Springs, and my name is Des Mblurton. I'm Deputy Chair of Des Nkosi Watch Committee and also a climate activist.
Excellent. And what brings you to this part of the world?
There is genocidal monstrosities, and there are evil that is being played out today. We are here to stop that. We are here to stop the genocide. We are here to ask these people down in Pine Gap to remove themselves and go back home to where they belong in the US. Because our land, it never ceded. Our land never ceded. And no one gave these people permission to set up a base at Pine Gap, which they kept as a secret all along. Kept it a secret from the public, saying that it was... But it was not. It was a secret base designed to inflict pain on the world. Free Palestine.
All right. And can you tell us a bit of the other stuff you've been up to lately?
Yeah, we've been up to some other stuff down in the uranium mine. We put a sacred fire out there. We can put our sacred fires wherever we like, because this is our land and it's unceded. And I encourage any of the mob around here, if they want to light sacred fires, do it wherever you like. And if that is in front of a road, in front of a mine site, because the mines aren't doing anything, and especially this uranium mine at Olympic Dam. How dare they bring that material and bring it up to the top and use Arabana water to extract the uranium. The Arabana water down in Arabana belongs to the Arabana people. So I urge anyone to stop that uranium mine and cause as much as delays as we did in the Art of Resistance.
And after that, I think we cruised down to Woomera. Can you tell us a bit about what happened there?
Yeah, we went to Woomera Military Base and Woomera Town. Well, I've put forward on behalf of the 300 nations that that name should be removed for our most powerful ancient culture, ancient instrument, and its symbolism. That is a spear launcher, not a rocket launcher. So us indigenous people, the 300 plus nation, don't want to be connected to any wars. So we would like our name removed from that place immediately. We demand it removed from there because we address the people at the front, and thank you, Izzy, for standing beside me, and we ask them questions, which none of them could not give us an answer to. When people are doing things secretly, that is a no. That is a big no, because no facility on this land should be kept from Aboriginal people, whether it's prisons, whether it's this military base. We should have access to any of these sites, because they come to our sites and they destroy them. They come to our sites and they destroy them. It's so horrible to think that the military are assisting in genocidal acts. And we encourage the police, so-called police, to explain what's going on. They could not explain about why the military can't give us answers. They can explain. This is sovereign. This land wasn't ceded. Sovereignty wasn't ceded. So whatever they do on that day is illegal. And I would like everything down there shut down, because that part is so military run, they keep it a big secret, which we don't like. And I'm glad I'm here to roll with the Art of Resistance to fight for country, because I come from Borloo and there's a lot of country between here and there, and one grain of sand connects up all our tribes all over the land. So we must protect this land and water.
Beautiful. Thank you, Des.
No problem, Izzy. We stand as one.
Woo.
Your boy Race Rage, Jamaica Moana. Hey, it's your boy Race Rage, and you're here on 8:55 a.m. on 3CR.